This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
House not guilty. As to the second count of the information, Richard McGinnis, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the third count of the information, unknown male, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fourth count of the information, Anthony Huber, we the jury find the defendant Kyle H. Rittenhouse not guilty. As to the fifth count of the information, Gage Grosskreutz, we the jury find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
That was it. Heading into the weekend, there's been lots of reaction about the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. He was acquitted of all charges. In watching this case, it's something that I saw and knew would probably happen, and we certainly have talked about it, and there's been lots of reaction already in the mailbag. I probably got 50 different opinions about what happened in Kenosha and the reaction to the trial. Luckily, in Kenosha, the reaction was there wasn't any big, massive protests, rioting, anything like that. There was reaction in other parts of the country, especially in Oregon, but not in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We'll talk about it during the show. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope you had a great weekend. For some of you, you are off. It is a short week because it is Thanksgiving week. There is a lot to be thankful for, and there's a lot that has happened at the tail end of this weekend, including multiple people dying after an SUV plowed through a holiday parade. This did happen in Wisconsin, but not in Kenosha. It was a very sad thing. It was a Christmas parade that turned just bloody deadly, and it was shocking. I've seen the video. What makes somebody do this? I have no idea. So 11 adults, 12 kids were taken to hospitals by various ambulances, responders, that kind of thing. It was a red SUV that went through the Christmas parade. I mean, just all of a sudden showed up and did plow through the people. A police officer who was there on the scene shot at the SUV trying to stop it. No bystanders were injured at all with the weapons being discharged. A suspect's SUV has been recovered. There's a person of interest in custody. And was it an act of terrorism? What is it? They're trying to pull all of this apart at this point. It happened about 20 to 30 minutes into the parade when all of a sudden that SUV came streaming down the middle of the street. People were screaming. They thought that something had happened when they saw the red. Some people honestly thought it was Santa, because that's what happens in this parade. So you've got, of course, the ATF and lots of different law enforcement crawling all over this. And in that area, they've canceled classes and they're adding counselors available for students and staff. I mean, this is like what we constantly say, right? You have 28 people all together, from what I was told, that are being treated as a result of this. And again, your heart just skips a beat when you hear this. And what a tragedy, not what somebody's expecting to turn around and be barreled over. And it happened right in front of young kids, hitting kids, all of that. That there were people that were just flat out down. And it's just an awful, awful thing. Like I said, it's been a very strange couple of days. You had the weapon that was discharged at the Atlanta airport. You think about that airport, and it's one of the busiest in the United States. And all of a sudden, boom, going through TSA, grabs the gun that was screened, and then it discharges. He wasn't actively going after anyone. It just discharged, and he took off. And then that caused a lot of chaos for a couple of hours at the airport, again, Hartsfield International, where what do? You hear the pop, you scramble. I'll say one thing. In the world that we live in, not being cynical, there is no question that you have to keep calm, look around, and be aware of your surroundings always. For this Wisconsin Christmas parade that went all of a sudden deadly, I don't know that you would have thought that at all. I mean, are you looking around at this small little parade and thinking that this is going to happen? And the answer is, of course, you're not. You're going through just typical routine process. Are you thinking you're going to hear that pop sound? No. But it is just a reminder to look for exits, know what an escape route can be should something nefarious happen, unexpected. Just be on that alert. Not so much with the parade. I don't see how you would have thought that when you're suddenly being barreled over, or you look and you see that and you get out of the way just in the nick of time, which would be the other side of that coin that happened for some people. So it started off with what happened with the verdict with Kyle Rittenhouse, and acquitted, and the jury has spoken. You believe in the legal system, and that's the idea. There are people asking Wendy Rittenhouse, his mother, does he have remorse? She was on Fox News on Sunday and said there's no winning or losing in the wake of her son's acquittal in this murder trial that gripped us here in this nation for the last 2 weeks. I mean, he was on trial for first degree intentional homicide, 2 counts of first degree intentional homicide and 2 counts of first degree reckless endangerment after shooting and killing 2 men and wounding another during those riots in Kenosha in August of 2020 following the police shooting of Jacob Blake. So the two sides of this, you had critics that hammered him shut as a murderer right before the thing started, and his legal team arguing that he was acting in self-defense, and that's what they talked about all along. So the bottom line is the jury found him not guilty on all charges. His mother said again and again, when she's been asked this question, he does have remorse. He would have never went down there if this would have happened. He would never have done that. And she said that now that he is free, he just wants to go to school, be with his dog, be a normal kid. It's going to be different for him because there are going to be people out there who want to hurt him. Now, before the trial, he was enrolled in Arizona State University. I know there are people listening to us who go to ASU, who have been to ASU, and you wonder, what is this family going to have to do to protect him? Because she's right, absolutely, he is in the crosshairs of a lot of anger, and there could be people that certainly go after him. What say you? K2KDelaneyRadio.com. You can always throw in your 2 cents in the mailbag. That's coming up a little bit later in the show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to Meta.com.
And zag in a couple of different directions here for this segment. As I said, coming off of a really weird weekend, we had the incident in the suburb of Milwaukee that I just talked about, that parade and the parade that left scores of people seriously injured and dead, plowed into, just absolutely insane. When you think of the spirit of Christmas, the message of a small town parade, and children who would be on hand for that, and families, et cetera, just absolutely mind-boggling, right? I talked about Kyle Rittenhouse, briefly the 18-year-old who was acquitted in his self-defense trial. The fundraising platform GoFundMe had banned Rittenhouse's legal defense fundraisers because he was accused of a violent crime, but since he was exonerated from the homicide charges of killing two of his attackers and then injuring the third, they lifted the ban and they issued a statement saying if someone is acquitted of charges, as Kyle Rittenhouse was, a fundraiser started subsequently for their legal defense and other expenses would not violate this policy. So the fundraiser was to pay for lawyers, cover again, legal expenses, help with the expenses for the person acquitted, all that kind of thing. So it's interesting because there was some outrage about that. And again, that's how the platform performs. So they were quick to release that because of some of the heavy criticism all the way around on this massive reaction to was it a fair verdict, was it self-defense, and again, in our form of justice, you know, that's exactly what happened here. The verdict upheld the right to self-defense in the face of what was happening there, and it's just a sad situation all the way around, terrible situation, certainly for the families of the victims, and how captivating this has been for so many across the nation, because it, again, rips at the core of you versus me, us versus them, mob mentality, left versus right, facts versus non-facts. It is, again, the world we live in. I always encourage people, you decide, you look at what you see coming down the pike and you make the decision, right? It was interesting. I saw Senator Cramer, who was on Meet the Press, and he said that this exoneration should get America back to supporting law enforcement, saying that he thought that the message was you have a right to defend yourself against violence. And this goes back to supporting police officers, supporting solid laws that protect innocent people so that innocent people don't feel like they always have to protect themselves. He said he didn't think the case was as much about guns and it's more about the heart of people, that we're living in this time in our country where the Congress you see that appears very divided, absolutely, is a reflection, absolutely, of the communities that are divided. And when you have that, these are the things that, you know, happen. Now, it's interesting because Cramer is a Republican from North Dakota. He has defended his support of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill, and because all kinds of abuse has rained down on him for that. And he said, I helped write a big part of the bill. I was advocating it before Mitch McConnell announced his support. He didn't induce me in any way. He said that was that. He said, I don't make my decisions. Here's what I liked about what he said. I don't make my decisions on legislation based on whether it hurts or helps Donald Trump or hurts or helps Joe Biden. But there's a lot of rhetoric centered around, as much as anything, that this gave Joe Biden a victory. And he said, whether he gets a victory or not, I happen to believe that not every transaction in Washington requires a loser. It's just not the way the system is set up. It is not the way it is set up. It really boils down to that because that's how it is perceived, that either you're on this side or that side. And I've talked about the infrastructure bill with everything else that was chock full of personal agenda items of the administration. This was one part where they had to pull it all out. Piecemealing it out made a difference, made a hell of a difference, because people get put back to work and bridges that are crumbling before our eyes and some of these roads, etc., will get fixed that need to get fixed. And if you're going to have a federal government, and trust me, I'm all about states' rights, but if we have a federal government, we're paying into it, it's our tax dollars, what do you want that federal government to do? This is one area where I think it makes sense, right? Because forget the word bipartisan. Forget what happened. Think of where those tax dollars are going and who that helps, period. That's what I would say, right? Absolutely. Chris Christie, by the way, who's weighed in definitely on infrastructure and a few other things too, says that prosecutors should have never charged Rittenhouse in the first place with what happened. He was part of the Sunday swirl, and he was on Fox News, and he said he was a prosecutor for 7 years, which he was, and he said the charges shouldn't have been brought, that prosecutors aren't supposed to give in to the whims of the public and public opinion. You're supposed to look at the facts and the evidence and decide whether you support charges. And from the beginning, I didn't think the act supported charges, because he said, and this is what I would compel anyone to do, look at the videos and see whether it was self-defense or not. He said anyone who knows the law knows that period, the law. But you have people on the air and commentators, et cetera, who didn't look at the facts. And he did say he was proud of the justice system, saying that the jury sat there not affected by public pressure. They listened to the evidence. They made the decision, period. And that he should go on to live his life, whatever has happened after this. But to his mother's point, and I think the reaction, that's going to be pretty tough, Chris Christie, pretty tough to do that. Absolutely. All right, in the meantime, when we're not talking about the outrage of the SUV speeding into a Christmas parade in suburban Milwaukee, leaving multiple people injured and hanging on by a thread, because that there are a few that it's that serious. Multiple fatalities, obviously, too, already. When we're not talking about that or the reaction to Kyle Rittenhouse, what now, what happens? I mean, is it a gun thing for people? Is that the gut call? Is it a strictly self-defense? I mean, what was the thing that swung the pendulum? I think Chris Christie's right, is what they looked at. They kept asking for the video, and that's what they based that on, the jury's decision. But that's being pulled apart, and then why was he there in the first place? And certainly you could argue that, et cetera. While all of that's going on, you had this thing that happened in San Francisco in one of the suburbs, a really nice suburb, by the way. I used to go to Walnut Creek a lot, as they call it, an affluent suburb. It's on the peninsula. It's outside of the Bay Area. And there was like 80 people with ski masks on, most of them, and crowbars and other things, that stormed into a Nordstrom store. They blocked roads, ran in, and grabbed whatever they could, like just pure insanity. One employee was pepper sprayed. Two others punched and kicked. All had minor injuries. They did manage to arrest six people for looting a Louis Vuitton store in the city prior to what happened here. But this was well thought out, I would assume, right? Because how do they block the area? How do they decide when they were going to hit and then escape and get out of there as, you know, fast as possible? Because they traveled in a large group, they had to block the roads, and then they just grabbed whatever they could. And it had to be shocking for the employees that were in there to see this coming right toward them. Probably that freaking scary moment, right, while they're standing there and seeing this all unfold, just to add to the insanity of, like I said, the pile of what a crazy couple of days this has been. Luckily, in this case, none of those employees were killed. They were injured, but not injuries that were life-threatening. Thank goodness, certainly, for that. A lot of what I just talked about, you reacted to. We're going to the mailbag. Coming up on the flip side.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's unclear how many, but it appears to be more than two dozen fatalities and many more injuries reported at a parade tragedy in Waukesha, Wisconsin. It happens when an SUV plows into the Christmas parade. It appears that it may have been an intentional act, as video has been released showing that SUV at what appears to be a high rate of speed, never once trying to stop as it approaches the crowd. Word is there is a man in custody now. This man was a witness to what happened. He says it was traumatic.
And out of nowhere, it was a red Ford SUV just plowed right through all the people in the parade. and you could hear people screaming and bodies thumping, and it was traumatic.
He was speaking there to Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News. The U.S. passing another tragic milestone in the battle against COVID-19 as the number of 2021 COVID-19-related fatalities officially outpaced 2020's total. According to Johns Hopkins University, the U.S. has seen over 770,000 deaths over the full course of the pandemic. The cinematographer shot and killed last month on the set of the movie Rust laid to rest this weekend as Helena Hutchins' ashes were interred in a private ceremony attended by friends and family. A photo provided by the family showing her grave marker, which is etched with the lines, "Her light shapes out lives and keep chasing your vision." The Powerball jackpot still climbing. Lottery officials say nobody picked all six numbers in the Saturday night drawing, which means the next drawing is worth $213 million to a winner, if there is one. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity nutritional supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, once again, no surprise that you have overwhelmed me with an avalanche of virtual mail. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. You can flip me your thoughts day or night. So here we go as we dive in. This first one is from Anthony. I love, he said it. He spelled it that way. Anthony. Reminds me of a couple of the guys in the neighborhood. So Anthony says, "Yo, Kate Delaney, I've been listening to your show now for probably a couple of years. I don't know exactly how long. I don't know that I'm required to tell you that, but I just thought you should know. I always find you entertaining and interesting. There are things that I get from your show that I often use and tell family members and friends, something that I heard or learned, or you make me think that I need to go and research something." So bravo to that. And my reaction to what happened in the Rittenhouse case is it was damn sad all the way around. I mean, you got to remember there were people that were killed. This was an awful thing that happened. I mean, just an awful, awful thing that should not have happened. And, of course, there's going to be a reaction to that. He was 17. You wonder why his mother, you still have to ask the question, why did she drop him off at that protest so young? Not that he couldn't have known how to use a gun and all that other stuff in between. I don't think it is so much about that. I think some of the question goes back to why do you do that? I can tell you that I have two sons and that both of them are pretty good shots. I've taught them how to protect themselves. I taught them how to use guns properly. But when they were 16, 17, I would not have, even if they wanted to, unless it was absolutely in our backyard and there was a reason for it, I would not have put them in that situation. So I think there is that part of it that is still very, very, very horrifying that happened in the first place. And again, just so sad for anybody involved in this case. And if you looked at the video, what could you say? You would have to say self-defense just strictly on the video, and that's evidence. And that's what you go by, and hopefully in the court of law, whether we're outraged or not, when you look at the evidence of that, that's what you would arrive at. All right, so first of all, thanks for the compliment. Thanks for listening, and good. I hope you get some nuggets and you go and explore it for yourself. I mean, that's ultimately the idea. The show is about the buzz that's happening around our world in my backyard and yours. And there is commonalities. There's lots of reactions in the court of public opinion to Rittenhouse, that's for sure. And if you do look at the letter of the law, it's what you're saying. It's what the jury said. It's what they why they kept asking for that video and having that video. All right, this one is from Hal, and he says, hi, Kate, I think it's outrageous what happened in the case of Kyle Rittenhouse. Where is the justice for those families? Why would the mother have dropped him off in the first place and put him in that situation? That's probably the biggest question. 17, has a semi-automatic rifle, is there in Kenosha, whether he had family there or not, which is part of, I guess, the story that there was a connection to Kenosha, so a lot of times that was missed by people. But he was in over his head, so he shouldn't have been put in that situation in the first place. He was there to protect businesses. Come on. I mean, really? And this was about the police shooting of Jacob Blake, a black man who was left paralyzed from the waist down. So, again, it just doesn't wash in the right direction. But I think that it stems more about why was he there in the first place? What could she possibly have been thinking? So, to me, that's the unanswered question. You know, it's interesting. I said this earlier that she's been interviewed now a couple of times, and she said that he feels remorse for what happened. And of course, this has become a flashpoint in a debate over guns, over vigilantism, and racial injustice in the U.S. And she says he would never walk down there if this ever happens again. He will never. She said he will never do this. So, and she did say it's not about winning or losing. There was two people that passed away in families, and I'm glad that there is that response that's out there. I mean, this is going to take time all the way around to heal. And for those families, when, you know, Huber, the one guy that was killed, when his father held up in some interview, held up a just, you know, his ashes in it, and really it was a tiny, tiny, almost vial, and said, this is what I have left of my son. Boy, that really hits home, right? But again, it's what you're looking at, it's what the jury was looking at, it's what they had to decide on, the evidence that they had. And then you could look at the prosecution and say, what part of what they were saying, some of their case to me seemed disjointed until the closing arguments. So some of what they brought up and how they presented that, how much do you put on the prosecution? And that jury, boy, I'll tell you what, afterwards that jury must have felt incredible pressure. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking they probably did. All right, let's move to another one because we could go through so many of these. This one is from Carl, who says, Kate, shocking what happened in Waukesha, Wisconsin, that car that plowed into that crowd and so many people dead as a result of that, and others just scraped off the pavement and maybe hanging on barely and getting help at the hospitals. But seeing the video from the parade showing the SUV just speeding through the barrier and into the road where it was happening, it's just a horrible, horrible thing. And yes, you know, there was open fire on it and it crashed. But ultimately, of course, there were just too many people that were bundled up and huddled on the sidewalks and were hit. I mean, just awful to think of the people, the young people that were there. This is a city very close to Milwaukee. And they're still in the process of processing the evidence on the street. You know, you just can hear people screaming in this video. You hear a marching band, and then you hear screams. Yeah, can you imagine being, I mean, at any point in that parade, right, that you see, this is what you see when something like this happens. It's a gut punch, right? You see shoes, you see hot chocolate on the ground, you see streamers, you see just, you know, it's people were there. Kids were there watching a parade. I saw a quote from a man who said that his daughter's dance team was hit by the SUV. And said, my wife and two daughters were almost hit. Please pray for everyone. Pray for everyone. So he's the opposite side of that, saying how incredibly lucky, right, that they didn't die in that or get hit in that. But how many people did? I mean, look, you had children and adults scattered on the ground. I mean, this was the 59th year of holding this little sleepy parade in this suburb of Milwaukee. And it's why and what was the motivation and all of that. Those are still questions that that loom as to why did this happen? Terrible, of course. All right, this one is from Amy, who says, hey, Kate, I've been watching the polls and I've been listening to your show where you're talking about inflation, and dang, girl, you're right. Every time I go to the store, it's just cha-ching. I feel like I'm getting pickpocketed for eggs and milk and just the basics, thank you. Terrible time for all of this to rain down on us, and I can only imagine that this is going to continue to pinch the president when it comes to what he is doing as president. Because I can't imagine those approval ratings are going to slide in a different direction other than most likely down. And I will tell you, for the record, for anyone listening, in case you do read this email, I am an independent. All right, there you go. Not for nothing, right? So I just saw another CBS YouGov poll, and there were, of the 82% of American adults polled who say they've experienced the rising cost compared to just 1 year ago, 67% say they've seen items out of stock. And of the approval rating of what he's doing, the handling of inflation, 67% disapprove of the way that he's handling, the president's handling inflation. Listen, economy, 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 what's in your wallet affects the way people vote. I think more than anything, because how do you survive? Forget the word thrive even. How do you survive if you can't afford to feed your family, if you can't afford to feed yourself, if you cannot, you're living, how many people are living paycheck to paycheck, and you can't spread that check anymore? One thing to be young and single, another thing to be trying to get some kids through school, and tough for anyone, right? And that inflation is crippling. I'll tell you where you really feel it, too, when you pull up at the pumps, and we've talked about that. All right, 24-7, you may have thoughts on some of the stuff that we talked about or other stories that you think are compelling and affect you and your world. Let me have it. What's your opinion? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Time for a little slice of life as we round the final bend here for this hour of the show. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Again, a really sad couple of days. Heavy, heavy hearts on many things that have happened in the last 48 plus hours. That is for sure. So how do we lift those spirits out there? Well, we got Thanksgiving coming up. Obviously, just a handful of days away, and I think I saw a lot of turkey still at the stores. So while other things are disappearing from the shelves, there is toilet paper, and there are turkeys, I believe. So there you go, right? And it is the day of the it is the holiday where you have the excuse to get seconds. Right. Well, all we hear about is carbs and how we should eat this and how we should eat that. And I get it. I'm on that bandwagon. We've had people on For Your Health and, you know, pounding water and everything else. But it's true that, you know, it doesn't mean you have to eat the entire meal yourself, inhale it. But certainly there is reason to enjoy, I guess. And to give thanks. I mean, what are you grateful for? That's the thing about Thanksgiving. What are we grateful for? We got through or are almost through 2021. It's like the commercial. I saw this, the AT&T commercial where they were talking about, we're giving you the next iPhone and whatever it was that they were pushing. It was the iPhone. And they were saying, it's been a yearish. It was clever. They were trying to address the fact that we're weary of the pandemic and the fighting, etc., that it's been that kind of a, and they didn't say that, didn't say any of that, but just had video and presented that, you know, this, it's been that year, it's been the year-ish, which I thought was really clever. And it has been the year-ish, because we're really coming on, we swing into a new year, 2 years of this in some form, right? It really has slammed us, really has. Where we had that roller coaster ride of over the summer, like, woohoo, the gates are open and you are allowed back in the park. And then we had the Delta variant, and then we had the, are the vaccines effective? Do we need a booster? And that whole journey down booster lane. And, you know, the goal of this president was to have 70% of people vaccinated by July. We're not even up to 60%. And it just depends on the nook and cranny you're from and where the opinions fly and individual people and families as to what's happened. But we're seeing some areas where there's been an increase in cases and others where it seems like a mere passing thought because they're not having the overflow of the ICU, et cetera. I mean, it is the thing that we live with. It is the thing that we look at, and we look at other countries and some of the protests and what's happening there as far as lockdowns, because there are lockdowns in other areas, and there's not so much the choice because they don't have the widespread availability of the vaccine. Not everywhere, but certainly there are places where there is not that availability. Across Europe, the demonstrations, I mean, like things set on fire, are swelling against the pandemic restrictions. While in the U.S., the conversation is, oh, all adults are now eligible for coronavirus vaccine booster after the CDC says it's okay, but fully vaccinated, not 60% yet of the country. And the 7-day average of COVID cases, 92,904. So the weekly change is it's gone up 11.6%. And these are numbers from Johns Hopkins, by the way. The deaths, 7-day average, 1,086. The weekly change, the good news here, is down 7.2% if you want to look for a silver lining there. But, hey, how about these protests in Brussels? I mean, protests against the coronavirus restrictions. Clashes in Rotterdam, massive rallies in Vienna, because they have pretty stringent measures. They're trying to, they say, control the rising cases ahead of the winter holidays. And at least 50 people were arrested in some protests that happened on Friday. They were throwing stones, and police were firing shots, and this proposed law would ban unvaccinated people from entering businesses even if they provide a negative test. So not even a test is going to work there. And there's a partial lockdown that went into effect last week that lasts until December 4th. It forces restaurants and other places to close at 8 p.m. So, boom, you're done. You're closing. There's no bar. There's no swinging at the club. There's none of that. So you had tens of thousands, not a couple hundred. You have tens of thousands of people that were in the streets after that decision to mandate vaccines for everyone. Here's the other part of that. For everyone, starting in February, and impose new lockdowns beginning Monday. In Italy, weekly protests against coronavirus restrictions are not easing up either. There's demonstrations in Rome, social media, it's all over the place. You can see the protesters, pretty thick crowds. So this is happening. I mean, people are not happy with this. Europe is the world's only area with coronavirus deaths on the rise. I told you what was happening in the U.S., a 5% jump since earlier this month. That number is from the World Health Organization. And so there has been that crackdown. I mean, especially the mandate saying, okay, this is it. It's mandated. Belgium mandated that people work from home at least 4 days a week. Greece reimposed some restrictions for unvaccinated people as well. So this is happening. This is happening in other places. In Belfast, where I spent some time, hundreds of people gathered outside City Hall to oppose vaccine passports. They don't want vaccine passports. And, you know, the European Union relies on digital COVID certificates to allow people to travel between EU countries without quarantining in many places, and restaurants and other sites and all that sort of stuff. So they say it's the way to ensure safety. And this is, what, 27 nations. And I guess so far they've issued like 660 million certificates. I can tell you right now, if there was the mandate in the United States, if there was the mandate in the United States, like that's it, by February everybody has to be vaccinated, we're getting past that 70%, we're hitting that 70% and beyond, oh, that would never wash in the U.S., right? And that's been the whole dance, really, that has been on since Biden's taken office, what they've dealt with and how they get around this and try to figure out ways to induce people, persuade them to want to get vaccinated if they haven't been vaccinated. But I think very few people that I know who are unvaccinated are going to be swayed by a joint money, whatever it is, that's been offered, sports tickets, because that was part of that whole incentive push, if you remember. And there may have been a few people that have jumped into line and gotten the vaccine. I think some, perhaps, but there's no way to necessarily pull that accurately. But in my unofficial don't hold my feet to the fire poll, I would say that the seriously unvaccinated, no matter what, are not looking to change their tune. The pill may help. Maybe there's some people that will take the pill and feel like, well, I can take this pill in lieu of getting a shot. I think there might be more people that would jump on that, but I'll tell you one thing, if there was a massive push to make it mandatory, you'd see insane protests in the U.S., just like in the EU, double the amount, thousands of people would protest that. You can have a silent protest or on anything by letting your opinions be known. Simply email me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Shout out to Jeremy for his fine work on the technicals and to all of you for listening to this hour of the show.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdiarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdiarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.